Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. I am your host. What a little bit extended version of the song because I love it and I like to play it a little bit longer. This week on the conversation, folks, white privilege girl who's going off about white privilege, putting you take your white privilege and get out of here. Well, what do you think you are? All these liberals want to take away your freedom, but they want to keep their freedom. They don't realize that their freedom is at stake too. Also, Chris Christie explains about the viral photo of him eating M&Ms. Really? Who gives a flying falutin, you know what? Also, Hillary Clinton says that Cruz can't be trusted to appoint a chief justice. Really? I wouldn't trust Hillary Clinton to flush my toilet. Also, you guys are getting to be educated, as am I, every day. And that's what the government doesn't want. Government doesn't want educated people. They want people that are stupid, and I'll get into that. Also, where's the country I grew up in? And something I talked about that's kind of gone viral, you know, this, you know, the whole birth certificate issue, things that are going, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to be educated. They don't want you to be able to know what's going on. A mother who has a preschooler pulled from school when she goes off because they are pushing, you guessed it, same-sex marriage. I don't remember in preschool them talking about gender issues or same-sex marriage. But, hey, what do you know? Also, Roseanne Barr is switching her views and actually seeing the truth and being more conservative-sided instead of liberal like she has for how many millions of years? That, and also I want to do a little tribute to one of my idols, one of my best friends, Steve Smith from Red Green. Wish he was my friend, but on TV he was. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and I will share a meal together as friends. Revelations 3:20. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and just want to give a shout out and say a prayer to my friend Andrew, who his family lost their home is pretty much ruined. So keep them in your prayers. And welcome to what is going to be an amazing program, folks. Just a second. I think my wife wants to say something. So here is my wife.
I have a prayer request. My nephew is in juvie because he defended himself against a rapist who had been in jail for 16 years. He was drunk. He has over 90 DUIs. Was threatened to kill him, and my nephew just defended himself, and now he's in juvie. And we can't find a lawyer. I don't know. That's all I know that's going on. Please, please pray. Thank you.
Yeah, that's where this country is headed. The criminal gets away and the layperson, I guess that's one thing I believe that a Michigan State Trooper taught me is, okay, if someone comes into your house, you shoot him dead. Because then it's your word, wait a minute, he's dead. He doesn't have a say. If you feel threatened, you just, because so many people, they shoot him or they injure him until the cops come and then, oh, he shot me, and then they try to then they get lawyers and they try to say that you are the bad person and all this, where if they're taken out, first of all, if you're in my home without my permission and I have a locked door, that door is locked for your protection, not for my protection. You know, it's like I told one of my friends, they have that knockout game where kids come up, they better knock me out. Because if they don't knock me out, they're going to get a headshot with a 9mm Beretta in the head. I don't mess around. You're going to try to knock me out? People have died from that. There was a Michigan kid that was interviewed. Oh, we're just bored, so it's the thing to do now. You just walk up behind somebody and try to knock them out and make them unconscious and possibly paralyze them or kill them or whatever. Haha, it's a fun game. What somebody wrote me and said, oh, you're Negative Nancy. I'm like, what does Negative Nancy have to do with facts? I wish I could blow smoke up your butt and say everything's wonderful. This world's peachy king. ISIS loves us. Iran wants to be our greatest friend. They want to help us rebuild America. North Korea loves us. They don't love us. North Korea wants to see us wiped off the face of the earth. Anybody that lives in a Western civilization, ISIS wants to have gone. ISIS is, I kind of look at the ISIS like the government. You may wonder what the heck I'm thinking. The government doesn't want to have an educated populace. They don't want you to know anything. They don't. They want people just smart enough to go to work, do their job, and come home. They don't want people that notice that they're getting screwed with their health care, they're getting screwed with their freedoms, they're getting screwed with their taxes. If Obama's doing a great job, like I told one of my friends who thinks he's Jesus Christ, except for the reason he doesn't think he's Jesus Christ is because he believes in Jesus. So, other than that, he thinks the world of Obama. And I'm like, okay, well, when I go to the grocery store, every single solitary thing I buy has gone up in price. How is that a good thing? If Obama's doing a great job, you would have a $4 foot long, not a $6 foot long. I remember when they used to have Arby's roast beef sandwiches, $5 for $5. Then it went to $5 for $5.95. Then it went to $5 for $5.99. Then it went $4 for $5. Because it's called inflation. I don't care what the stock market's doing. If I got to spend $5 for something that 2 years ago I had to spend a dollar on or $2 on, where's the value? Where's my dollar? And whoop-de-doo, gas prices low. No president, I never once went off on Bush because the gas price was high. OPEC controls the oil price, not the president. Well, he can if he says, okay, we got all this oil, let's drill it, let's get oil from our own country, and at the same time, let's try to come up with ways to use it more efficiently or find a different way. But that's why stuff's never going to change in this country. Because, look at how many times Hillary Clinton gets frustrated when someone actually asks her an educated question. She wants stupid liberal morons that don't know anything. You wouldn't know Monica Lewinsky from a hole in the head if she was the right woman for the job. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say, folks. They don't want to have people that can actually, because they don't know how to respond when they have someone that actually has a legitimate question, that's legitimately questioning you. Okay. They get frustrated. That's what we need more, educated voters, instead of these people that this woman's pulling out a white camera. Take your white privilege and get out of here. Well, and you're black? No, you're whiter than bleach white paint. I mean, you are so white, and she is the kid. And all these people, they're arguing what they're wanting. You know, they want to be able to protest and say whatever they want, but if I'm there trying to videotape them to prove how stupid and retarded they are, how dare you do that? How dare you have the right to do that? Oh, but you have the right to protest, but I it's the double standard. You know, oh, you have white privilege. I'm going to talk to you about what I consider Michael Jordan American privilege. And it's something I came up with. Because what that means, Michael Jordan had privilege. The privilege to be able to get up 2 hours early for practice every day, to bust his butt, to work hard, to accomplish something in this world. Michael Jordan didn't just sit there and go, you know what? Oh, please, God, please have Nike make tennis shoes with my likeness on them. Oh, God, please, please, I want to have millions of... Oh, no, he worked his butt off to get where he is and to have what he has. He didn't have NBA championships because he didn't do anything and waited for the government to hand it to him. All these people, I don't understand where we got to a nation where it's like, give me, give me, give me. I want free stuff. I don't understand. I guess my forefathers didn't come here so that they could have the same crappy health care and the same crappy government that they had in their home country. Not many people come here sneaking out of North Korea going, oh, I hope the government controls this country just like they controlled North Korea. No, they don't want that. That's why I try to educate people. I don't care who you vote for. If you want to vote for Hillary Clinton, that's great. Name an accomplishment. I can't. I can't even say she did Bill Clinton because he had everyone in the White House besides her. I mean, Bill Clinton had more dates than a contestant on the Love Connection. Seriously. And what I want to get into is, remember back when people were arguing, well, here's video footage. This is, we're going to show you this, folks. This is on the computer. This is the actual birth certificate that they put online for Barack Obama. And if you see this, this is my birth certificate that I put online. See how when you click here, you don't have any links? If you click on this one, there's 25 different links proving it was pasted together, and some people say it's fake, and, well, that's what they want. They want you looking in one direction while they're in the cookie jar and in the other direction taking out all the money. And guess what happens? Oh, I'm going to get my wife this wonderful thing. I've been putting money in the cookie jar for months, saving up for Christmas to get her something special, and guess what? You go in that cookie jar and it's empty. That's what the government's doing. They want you to bicker and fight amongst the educated people. And they want these other half to just be like, everything's just peachy. We need to, that don't know any better, that want Hillary Clinton in there, that don't care, and that don't know anything. Because then the people that are educated are going to argue with the uneducated people, and the whole time you're getting screwed by the government. I don't know about you, but my taxes have gone up. But, you know, why does that matter? I mean, who cares? We gotta find out why Chris Christie ate M&Ms, why that photo went viral. Who cares? He needs to get a couple of them M&Ms out of his body, if anything. But who cares? Why is that? How does that make news? I don't understand how that's a... You know, I got an old Rush video on this. When Rush went to Rio, it's called Rush in Rio, and the first DVD is a video of them, the live show. It's incredible. If you're a Rush fan, you should have already seen it by now, but check it out. The second one is like a documentary thing, and I remember through the video, Geddy Lee's like, looking for my shoes is not really a documentary issue, and he's getting pissed off at the cameraman because he's following him around as he's trying to find a pair of shoes that they think was left on the hotel Mercedes that took him, like the van, the Mercedes van that took him back and forth from the hotel to the venue and all this. And, you know, and it's just kind of, why is Chris Christie explaining finally this photo of him going viral about eating M&Ms? Why is that making headline news? Why is that like a big thing? Do we not have any real issues to talk about in this country? I guess not. You know, because I don't think that would have been around when I grew up. But then you watch the news and they'll have like some family in Poughkeepsie, New Jersey took a photo of their baby and video of it as it was laughing. And it's got over 40 million views on YouTube. And they'll interview the family and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, that's really, wow. That's hard-hitting news, folks. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at my paycheck going, okay, I'm getting F'd in A. Holy cow. So let me see here. So I was making more when I was making $5 an hour because I got less taken out in taxes. It's just real. It's not being negative Nancy. I wish I could sit here on this radio and say, Obama's doing a great job. He wants to make it easier to get guns. He wants to, you know, they're having $4 footlongs at Subway. The economy's doing great. He is defeating ISIS. He has taken everyone at Guantanamo Bay that's been proven a terrorist, and he's hung their ass. I wish I could praise him. I couldn't. I didn't praise everything George Bush did, but you know what? I knew what team he fought for. I knew what country he supported. Obama, I can't say that. All he does is play golf. And then you have Michelle Obama complaining because she should get paid. Really?
That's
black privilege there, you know. She doesn't work, but she gets more money than I'll ever see. But that's America. I just want to know where the country is I grew up in. You know, this stuff was going on. You know, the government wasn't perfect when I grew up. It was corrupt. But hey, it's at the point of no return. You know? That's why I think Ted Cruz and people like Trump are being attacked so much, because they're seen as a threat to their old boy way of life. This is, you know, hey, we've been doing all this stuff that's technically illegal, but then again, we're in Congress, so we can get away with it. You know, a lot of these Democrats talk about those wealthy, evil Republicans. Well, I don't see Michael Moore hurting, and he's a huge liberal. You should see his billion-dollar mansion he has. Oh, but, you know, he's not one of them evil, greedy Republicans. You know, all these, it's funny when you get these people that, like, you know, that these liberals, especially on that the video with the lady with the white privilege, that they'll say something, you know, it's like, well, Hillary Clinton's for the normal people, you know. She understands what it's like to not have, you know, all stuff. Like, Hillary Clinton is so rich, is, you know, she probably has a solid gold bathtub. You know, for some reason, you know, Hillary Clinton's rich and has a private jet and flies wherever she wants and does whatever, has personal assistance, but she's seen as a average Joe to these idiots on the left. But the people, but to the idiots on the left, they look at, well, look at Cruz. You know, that, you know, Donald Trump, man, he's got, you know, it's called white privilege, you know. That's why when Donald Trump, when he can, he'll take his jet and help someone out. You know, he's actually used it to help cancer patients and stuff if they had an issue getting from one place to the other. He's gone more out of his way than he has to say that he's, I mean, there's so many double standards with these people because they don't know anything. They don't care. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't care. You're never going to change my mind. Donald Trump is a racist. He was, what they did was they took Hitler's DNA and they made in the lab Donald Trump out of it. And he's a reincarnation of him. Even though I don't know anything about what Hillary or Bernie Sanders stands for, you know, I'm just out here, you know, I'm being paid by, you know, George Soros. So, hey. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, you look at some of these people like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, when they're asked a real question that's not been scripted by the liberal media, they don't know how to handle it. Well, I don't know. I didn't lie in those emails. I didn't. Okay. You don't. That's just hilarious. when they're actually, when people on the left actually ask real questions, they either dodge it or they don't want to, because they can't answer it. They can't answer it, and it's just hilarious. You know, it's like I was talking about the birther issue with Obama. They want you arguing. The more the left and right argue, the more they can get away with all the stuff they get away with. And until you stand up like a lot of us are now, this country is never going to change. They don't want it to change. They're making millions of dollars. Show me one poor congressman or senator. You're not going to find them. They've shown videos that prove that they're insider trading. That they, a bunch of these congressmen and senators, bought these stocks when it went. Well, this one guy at this company was on his deathbed, and the stock went down to like next to nothing, and they all bought it. And then next thing you know, he's magically healed. The stock goes up, and once it gets up to from like $2 or whatever when they bought it a share up to like 150, they sold it. Bam. And they showed all this stuff on the news where it's basically insider. They said what we have evidence wise would throw you in federal prison for insider trading, and they're getting away with it. They don't want anything. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to rise up. They want to keep the old boys club as the old boys club. So they can keep screwing you. Like my grandfather said, and I never got to meet him. My mom told me this. He goes, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that's how it is. And it's hard to convince these socialist liberals that they're getting screwed by the people that they're trying to support. You think Hillary gives two diddlies about you? You would collapse, and if there's no camera, she'd just keep walking. But if there was a camera there, oh, she'd be all over you just to try to get publicity. I mean, even Donald Trump's come out and said that education and healthcare are two major functions of the federal government. I don't think if Donald Trump got elected, he would want to get rid of Obamacare. But then if Ted Cruz was to eliminate Obamacare, they would do everything in their power to make it look bad. Even though I don't know one person, except for maybe a super wealthy person, that can afford whatever they want. I don't know anyone that's gotten lower rates. My rates, everything I use has gone up. That's why I got off to most of my meds and I'm on CBD oil. And I wish it was covered by the government because, you know, through my insurance, not the government. Pardon that, but, you know, but still. And I said this last week and I will say it again. God is our only hope in this nation. And I wanted to get into this comment that Hillary talked about where she said that she said literally Ted Cruz cannot be trusted to appoint a justice. So Hillary Clinton, who I wouldn't trust to flush my toilet, is going to tell us that she doesn't think that Ted Cruz should be trusted to appoint a justice. Like Hillary Clinton's going to be unbiased and pick someone that's neutral. She's going to pick the farthest left person she can find. And if we get a couple more of those in there, they're going to be like Obama. They're going to sit there and they're going to manipulate the Constitution. They're going to find a way like Obama tax, and they're going to sit there and they're going to say, okay, well, guess what? If this is a tax, we can get this law passed. It's not a law, it's a tax. And guess what? Everyone's going to have to wear a purple tutu. But who cares? As long as it's a tax. You don't have to wear the purple tutu, but if you got $1,000 a day, you don't have to wear the purple tutu. You can wear whatever you want, but if you don't, then you got to pay a fine. And I really believe, my wife said, you know, I believe there'll be another civil war. I don't want that. But that's what it's going to come down to, because the people in this country, because the government keeps taking and taking and taking, and pretty soon, you know.
Yeah.
Fear a government that fears law-abiding citizens with a gun. That's when you start fearing the government. If they want you, if you're a law-abiding citizen and they wanted to come after your guns, think about that. I have a Beretta 9mm Nano, and I have hit how many targets, and I don't know what I would actually do, because we had a karate person that came in, taught us self-defense in high school, and he goes, if I was to put a gun to your head, you, until it actually happens, you would have no idea what you'd do. You'd probably freeze up, you know. If I came and attacked you with a knife or whatever, you would have no idea. I can teach you all day long, but until it actually happens, you would have no idea. Just like kicking a field goal. You could practice them 75 times, but until you're out there and, you know, in front of 70,000 people in the Super Bowl, you don't know. Enough said on that, folks. But, I mean, if we get any more left in the Supreme Court, the country we know is done. Because, like, Obama's done. He's a constitutional scholar in the terms that he knows how to manipulate it to get it to where, hey, you can't do that yet. Well, if he does like this and goes like this and does these things, guess what? Yeah, he can do that. Yeah, he can do this. He can pass Obama tax. If the healthcare Obama wants to pass as a tax, it's going to be passed. If not, it's unconstitutional as a law, but not a tax. And I've said that a million times, and I harp on that. But, you know, they're going to start doing that. Why should I be? Because it's only a matter of time before. Okay, yeah, you're going to get a $50 fine for not wearing your seatbelt. Two, if you don't wear your, if you get caught again, it's going to be a mark. Or, like the third mark, you may lose your license. Well, that's going to protect the American people, because we don't want to have, you know, if you don't want to wear a seatbelt, you shouldn't have to. Why should the government force you to wear a seatbelt? I'm not advocating don't wear a seatbelt. They save lives, but why should you be forced to have to wear a seatbelt or pay a fine? It's only a matter of time before, well, that fine's not good enough, because if you get, well, this guy, he's a billionaire and he never wears a seatbelt, so he can pay 75 fines. We need to take his license away after 2 tickets. Oh, that's the government, via net neutrality, owns the internet. They can shut it down if they want to. Oh, they'll never do that. They'll never be like other countries where when citizens try to come together and unite against the government because of what they're doing, shut down a Facebook page or whatever. Well, in America, they would do that for a conservative page, but not for a liberal page. If it was liberals wanting to boycott something or riot, they'd be all over that. They'd be probably helping them post. Like my mom always used to tell me, there's always free cheese in the mousetrap. Think about it. Yes, she is. That's why I am the way I am, because I think about things just like I talked about, like, 4 times. What do you think those chickens would be doing if they knew what happened when the farmer was giving them the feed? If they could understand the concept of, hey, I'm going to a slaughter plant, they're going to hang me upside down by my feet, I'm going to go into an electrical water bath that's going to stun me enough to supposedly put me unconscious so that they can slit my throat and kill me so I can become a KFC bucket of chicken, they probably wouldn't be going near that food. They'd probably do everything they could to get out of there. The liberals are the chickens. They're the one like, oh, gimme, 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 gimme. Well, what, you know, but in the end, what do you get? You know, there's a lady who is a priest who basically, I want to see if I can get this. There's a lady that her, in the preschool that her daughter was going to, they were talking about, like, same-sex marriage and, like, all kinds of stuff about, you know, same-sex marriage and gay marriage and, like, gender issues and all this stuff, and she didn't want anything to do with that. And it was in Colorado, and they took her, they pulled her out of classes. They basically said, okay, we're, you know, we can't, and she's like, it's just, there's no consideration. It's not like if you don't agree with that or believe that, I get, you know, why can't, well, then why can't I talk about God? Okay, just, well, she didn't believe, well, okay, well, I don't believe in same-sex marriage, so why should you force that? How can people force same-sex or gender issues or stuff down a person's throat? How can they have the kids learn and pretend like their classroom is like, We're gonna have this classroom in 4 months. We're gonna live like it's Sharia law. We're gonna live under Sharia law for, and we're gonna teach all about the pillars of the Islamic faith and Muslim faith and all this stuff. And guess what? That's okay. But if you want to talk about Christianity, how dare you? They pulled the kid out of the 4-year-old girl out of preschool when her mom objected to what they're teaching. I guess I'm glad I grew up in the era I grew up in where, okay, when there's 10 bikes at the street corner, you knew where your friends were. I got to watch Sesame Street. I didn't wonder, is Bert and Ernie gay? I wasn't a 4-year-old. You didn't care. You didn't even think about it. Now you have 4-year-olds that are in preschool and the teacher's talking about same sex and gender issues and gay and lesbian and, well, we got to talk to our kids about Bruce Jenner. No, I educate my kid. If I ever have a kid, and if we ever adopt or whatever, we have a kid, if we have one, whether we do or not, I will educate my kid as my wife would educate my kid. The teacher would be there to help us, not the other way around. But that's not what the government wants to tell you, what you're going to be what your kid's going to be taught. No way. I mean, if yeah, I just, but to think, you know, I don't know where this world's coming to. You know, that's why I love that when we save up the money. For like, me and my wife save up money for like 4 years to be able to go to the movies, and we can actually see a movie. You know, after we buy the 14-karat gold box of popcorn that's $3,000, guess what, folks? At least we can see Christian movies, or at least movies that are inspiring and inspirational, and you can laugh at them. But I read an article a while about how Roseanne Barr has seen the light, and now she's, after many years of being very, very liberal, now she's very, very conservative. And that's like, hell froze over, folks. Holy cow.
I'm skeptical.
I am too, but she's, you know, we'll have to wait and see how that evolves, but just to see that Roseanne Barr is actually leaning towards the right, and that's a, hey, you know, I guess I look at it like this. If Reginald Avizu and Head from the band Korn can become Christians, anything is possible. Who would have ever thought those guys would become Christians? Especially one that was brought up for years, dreaming about Budweiser's, because that's all his dad knew. And he had Budweiser pillows and everything. Talking about original visa, you know, so, hey, there's hope. There's hope in this country. Maybe we can get more people to wake up and at least see what's going on. Like I was talking about earlier, it's amazing, like, old videos of, like, George Carlin and and stuff that you can find where they're talking about how the owners of this country don't want it to change. They don't. These politicians don't want this country to change. They want to keep it the way it is. You know, they just want... Yeah, and they want you to be just smart enough that you can go to work and weld the trailer together or sew the shirt or make the Cheerios or whatever and go home, but not smart enough to realize how effed in the A you're getting by how much taxes you're paying and how little benefit you have and everything. Show me one instance where when a company went under that was union labor, where the union suffered. You won't. But then again, they just want you smart enough to be able to do what you do and go home and not realize that you're getting screwed. That's right, folks. Now a tribute to one of my favorite guys on TV. If you ever watched the Red Green Show, wow, that just embodied who I loved it because he was the guy that was like, here's how you can have fun. You don't have to spend millions. That's why I guess now I'm that person that can buy something for like 10 bucks, but I'll spend 100 bucks getting the stuff to make it. It's a handyman's corner.
That is so you.
But when I have my sporran that I made myself and I put it on, that means the world to me because I know I did it. I just didn't realize when I was making it, I thought I'd just be able to get scraps of leather. I didn't realize I'd have to buy like sheets that are like $50 and you get two for 50 bucks. And then by the time you bought all these tools that you needed, it was, now I know, you know, I'd have been better off just buying it, but to make it yourself. Like he always said, you may not find you handy, but at least find you handsome. You know? Well, this is for all you middle-aged men out there. This is for you guys. Yes, I'm talking to you 41-year-old types that go to the college bars thinking you're still 21, and by the time you get home, you realize, bleep that, I'm 40. To you 40-year-old men that are growing hair in places that you never had before, like on your back and your shoulders and your ears and your nose, but you're losing it on top of your head. Use of that. Shave it off and put it in a Ziploc bag. Save it. Then get an extra large yarmulke. Put double-sided tape on one side. Cover the top with double-sided tape. The tape on the bottom will hold the yarmulke to your head. The double-sided tape covering the top, you can put all that stored up shaved hair on from all the body parts that you're missing, and an instant handyman's corner toupee. That's right, folks. You don't need to spend $5,000 having some guy weave you some fancy thing when you can have one made for next to nothing with your own hair. Remember, folks, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. Good night, folks. That is my tribute to the Red Green, the man, Steve Smith. Love the show. That was just, I just had to do that because that just popped into my head. Hey, that's what we do when we're on the radio. We think. That's what I do all day long. I try to educate myself. I try to think. You know, I don't just sit passively and just sit there and grab the bottle of the 5-gallon jug of Vaseline and rub my butt every once in a while. This is what I knew I was getting paid before. This is what I'm getting paid now, and I'm getting a smaller paycheck. What's going on here? It's like a couple years ago when half of the people that worked where I did went, my check's not right. Yeah, it is. See, when they don't pass budgets, they automatically have things set in place that they're going to do all these cuts. And because of all the stuff that happened, their paychecks were correct. They just had a bigger chunk taken out of them. Every single one that was checked was correct. But how many of them probably ended up saying, okay, let's do something. Let's stand up and let's... Not many. You know, I've had several people say, you know, I love you because you're different. You're not a... I get called Negative Nancy from some people, but at the same time, when people will say hi to me or whatever, they're like, at least you try to... I like the fact that you don't really... This is your opinion. This is who you... Yeah, you kind of like this guy and that, but you're like, hey, if you want to vote for Hillary, great, but I'm going to tell you what I think of her, and if you still, you know, if you still want to invest with her, oh, Lord help you. I probably would, just because, heck, I'd probably get tons of money out of it. I just have to pretend I'm a liberal, because seeing how... No, I'm just kidding, folks. I couldn't, and I wouldn't, no, I wouldn't give her 2 cents. Nope. But that's, you know, but they at least, because I try to call it like I see it, you know? When everything in this country is going up in price, how can Obama be doing a good job? Not that the prices of items were going down when Bush was president. Not that he was making the dollar any more valuable. You know, the value of the dollar went down when they voted to take gold and silver and all that out of the currency. That's the problem we have in this world, folks. It's a sideshow circus freak. And they're the ringmaster, and they're just hoping that you don't care or smart enough, you know. You know, David Copperfield really isn't cutting that person in half, just in case. You know, there's not a medical team down there in case he, you know, screws up. That's not happening. That's the government. They want you to have this illusion. And every, you know, like Ted Cruz was asked on Jimmy Kimmel. He's like, you know, And the whole point of the thing is he goes, the American people are fed up because they see all these empty, but they see all these politicians that say one thing and do something else. And I think that's why he's hated, because so many people see him and Donald Trump as a end to their like lavish life. You know, if Donald Trump or them gets in, there goes putting your hand in the cookie jar. You know, if we have a state dinner, you know, there goes, you know, if we go out to dinner, a bunch of us, and we get $20 for a meal, there goes us getting the $40 meal and not paying the extra $20 and then putting it on someone else. And then the one guy goes, well, I'll put $100 extra in because I know we're shorthanded, even though I got the $12 meal and I didn't even spend the $20 that I was allotted. But that's, you know, that's where we're at, folks. Oh, the government never, you know, I don't know. I guess, at least, because like Glenn Beck and all them are always, oh, he's a doomsdayer. Wow. You know, and I've said it in this show, and I'll say it again. I wish it was all candy canes and cupcakes and roses. But it's not. This is reality, folks. You know, that's why we gotta focus on the good things. You know, like that lady from A Miracle in Heaven, you know. If you do not believe in God, how can you explain her miraculous recovery? Oh, they're just trying to get publicity. So let me get this straight. She flew all the way to Boston. They dang near, you know, went bankrupt to keep this kid alive. You know, everything that happened to that family, that is God. But that's coming from a believer, so hey. But, you know, it's just, it's like, that's why I love listening to K-Love every morning. because they have the encouraging word, and you can hear what Jesus has done. I'm a supporter. I donate to K-Love, and you get to hear the difference you're making in people. And I try to listen to WASK a lot, you know, a local radio station. You know, whenever I'm off, if I'm off, sometimes I'll get on Randy Jones's Facebook page and I'll request a song for the lunch hour, and he usually gets it in, you know. But it's those little things that I fall back on that give me hope, you know, that everything's going to be okay, that this world's going to be great. Once again, you know, you don't see, I want to make this country better. I don't want to look at all these liberals that, well, if Trump gets in, I'm leaving. Bye. You don't, you know, I would joke a couple times when Obama got reelected, I'm moving to Canada, as like a joke. It wasn't serious. You know, I want to make this country better. I don't, because if we leave and this country goes into a totally complete government-controlled socialist country, what other free democracy do we have? There isn't. You won't have another free democracy where you're able to speak your mind. Got about 12 minutes left, folks. And thanks for tuning into the program. I really, really appreciate it. You know, but that's why I love, at least, and I see a lot more, like, from Pure Flex Films coming out, and more, like, family entertainment, and more Christian-based stuff that you can go watch, you know, so you don't have to see, I forget what those, the, like, Saw movies, okay, you got 5 seconds, I kill you or the dog, go. How is that entertaining? Yeah. I saw part of one. I don't know how you can watch it. I had to shut it off. I'm like, this is not... I wouldn't have. I didn't watch it all. I watched, like, part of one. I'm like, this is not even... You know... I mean, like, when you go see Miracles in Heaven, I made a swimming pool. I could have had like maxi pads attached to the bottom of my eyes just to absorb all the tears. It's that emotional. But when you're a believer and you know miracles happen, it's a metaphor for how much I could have soaked up. What am I gonna say? Put like a box of Kleenex under each eye? I don't know. Hey, hey, my wife's over laughing, but it's okay though, folks. Don't worry. One of my all time favorite movies is Smokey and the Bandit, and all I can think about when I think about like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is when they're going down the road and Sheriff Buford T. Justice goes up to him, can you see it? They went right by our roadblock. And you know, he sits there and Sheriff Buford Justice goes, you some bitches cutting clothes and umbrella. And that's how I feel about Bernie and Hillary. They can't do anything, but, oh, they're just the greatest people in the world. I can't believe how people still think they're, like, great. I don't know. I just don't get how people are that blind. But I guess, you know, I don't... That's why I watch Fox News and The Blaze and InfoWars. And I'll watch News Busted. Those little sketches, they're great. And I'll watch, and I'll turn on MSNBC once in a while to see what they're saying. That way I can see all the sides and see what everyone's talking about. That way I'm not getting a one-sided view. I'm getting a view from the left, the right, the ultra-right, the ultra-left, and I can make my own assumption. You know, And I've said this before, I think Donald Trump would, because he's talked about how healthcare and I think it was schools was two of the three things that he thinks is a government issue that they should be taken care of. I really don't think Trump would want to get rid of Obamacare.
I do. I think he doesn't mean it in the way that you're speaking. I think someone has to.
But that's, well, who knows? Yeah. But he's been, but then a lot of things that Trump equals a lot of things that Ronald Reagan did. Because Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. He did all these things like Trump. And look at what Ronald Reagan did. Maybe Trump, not in the beginning, he was a Democrat. He wasn't always a Republican. Look your history up. Don't take my word for it. Prove me wrong. And that's, I mean, I hope Donald Trump, if he were to become president, would do things for the better. I think he would, but then I'm not going to blow smoke up Ted Cruz's butt or Trump's butt if they got elected. I would still say, hey, what are you doing? I just turned my head and you're at the cookie jar trying to take the money. Just because Mitt Romney would have gotten president wouldn't mean I'd be blowing smoke up his butt and saying, here we go, here's Jesus Christ reincarnated, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'd be going off on him for things he did right and wrong. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks, and I love it. In 5 days, I'm taking a vacation. I'm going to be at Comerica Park for opening day. My wife will probably have to work, so I'll be going by myself. Not really, I'm just kidding. I couldn't afford to go to Comerica Park. That'd be nice, but nope. I'll be watching on my MLB extra innings. Which hopefully there'll be no blackouts. Which there shouldn't have been last year, but we had one and they said like, well, nothing on the computer shows it's blacked out, so why you're, who knows? And it was on ESPN anyway, so we should have seen it because we're not in the blackout area anyways. Because, like, I guess when I looked into the MLB TV, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Cincinnati Reds are blacked out in this area because I guess so many people try to basically skip cable just to watch the baseball. So, who knows? It's just going to be great to get back to watching some baseball. That means warmer weather, longer days, and something you can look forward to. Because when nothing goes right in your day, you can at least come home and watch the Tigers blow it in the ninth inning. I wonder what we're really, I would love to find out if we haven't, because like the Cubs are the lovable losers, what the Tigers are. But, I mean, they don't always blow it in the ninth inning, but when they do, they blow it big. Oh, I know. But this year, hopefully, we'll have Cabrera the whole season and not have injuries. Hopefully. Hopefully, we have no problems with Castellanos and all the, yay. That's why whenever I'm up in the, because, like, we were up in Michigan for my niece's birthday. And, like, when I'm always up there, I'm always at Meijer seeing what they have because you can't buy it. I mean, I think at the one Walmart here or Meijer, you can get, like, one Detroit Tigers hat, but I don't need a hat because I got, like, 50 of them. But I always look for, like, things I can get that have Detroit Tigers on it. But usually I try to find the stuff that's on clearance or whatever because usually I don't need it. I just want it because it says Detroit Tigers and it's hard to find anything here. But, you know, that's... And then usually I end up only getting, sometimes I don't get anything just because, like, well, there's stuff I would want, but I really don't need it because I got 75 million koozies because I've been to so many races and you get them free. And I've always wanted, I need to go see if there's something on YouTube that I can make with all the dang koozies. I'll have to see that. If anyone's got any ideas of what I can do with the koozies, like sew them or stitch them to make something, you know, send me a link. That'll be my handyman's corner project, and it really wouldn't have. Well, actually, I would have spent a lot of money because, yeah, it's a free koozie, but when you spend, you know, $110 for the race ticket and then the gas and the hotel and everything to get up there and all that. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to. I'd want to do those separately because that's something we can do. I don't know. We'll have to do that. now off to England, folks, as the teams were off for the Easter weekend. And Man United hopefully has had a good rest and will be prepared to play Everton. 12th place Everton with 38 points will be going up against Manchester United, who is in 6th with 50 points. And I'm just scared for this game because, like, we always seem to beat teams that we should lose to. And we always seem to lose the teams that we should blow out of the water. I don't know. It's just been that season where it's like, okay, really? You know, we got... I understand getting beat by Leicester City. They're first in the league. They got 60 points. They're incredible. But I guess I got to look at what Paul Scholes said, you know. Why are we getting away from the type of play that Manchester United did for years under Alex Ferguson that worked in attacking? It doesn't matter. It could have been any coach. But if it works, why do you stop doing that style of football? The football that they're known for. I guess if, like Notre Dame for years, they were a running team. And if that, you know... And if they could get it to work doing a different style of football, great. But when it doesn't seem to be working, you got to change the midfield. You know, you got to change it up some. Adjust. But got about 2 minutes left, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I'm just really, because we got to be in the top four to qualify for UEFA's the UEFA Champions League next year, and that's critical. And I'm just hopefully we come together and just play solid football like they can. But about 90 seconds left, you sit there and you look and you go, okay, well, Man United, They always seem to beat, at least this year, they've seemed to beat teams that they should get blown away by, and they lose to teams that they should win hand over fist. And if you can, please, please, please pray for Will. He needs his prayer. We need prayers. It just boggles my mind how someone like that can sit there and be in jail when someone that's done all this stuff is just walking free. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's something not right there. I just don't get it. And I guess, just like liberals, I don't get it, how they just blindly see all the crap that's being thrown at him. I don't get it. And please send your prayers out to Will. God will do miracles. And until next time, God bless you all. Good night and goodbye.